Well, hello, everyone. Well, all right. Let's get started this evening. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And hello, my city of Evansville, Indiana. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. And everyone, that was Woke by Mark Adams. That is our guest for this evening. Hello, Mr. Adams. How are you doing this evening? And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming on to my show.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
What were you going through when you did that cut right there, Woke?
It was pretty much a reaction to Donald Trump being president. And,
oh,
have to
wow!
Wake up.
That's right. That sure is
yeah,
right.
True. We have to wake up.
Yeah.
And if we weren't awake, we were woke. We became woke at that moment. Because that was shocking.
Yes. Well, all right. Where are you calling from, Mark?
I'm in New York City.
All right. Now, tell briefly about yourself growing up as a young man and starting off in your music journey, please.
Oh, okay. I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. That's where I grew up. And then my parents moved to New York, and I went to school, did all my schooling in New York. And I started playing first with a lot of the R&B groups, like Jodeci, High Five. I played Mary J. Blige on the 411 record and toured with her off that. And did a bunch of those, a lot of the R&B gigs. But I wanted to play jazz. That was what I did. That was my thing. And I was playing with this guy, Zachary Bro, who used to play with Roy Ayers, and he offered me, well, there was a the Roy Ayers keyboard player at that time left, so he asked me would I like to do it. I said yeah, absolutely. So we talked to Roy, worked it out, and Roy finally called me and asked if I wanted to do it, and worked out everything, and the rest is history. I didn't even meet Roy until our first show at Caravan of Dreams in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. It's not there anymore, but that was my first show with Roy.
And what year was that?
1991.
Wow.
And also within that year, I went to Nigeria with him. So, I was fresh out of school,
So, you are the son of professional musicians. Not only your mother is a former music instructor. So what was your father titled as, and what did he do, your father?
He was a woodwind player, and he played for Broadway shows. He also played a lot of in the Brooklyn Philharmonic here in New York. He did a lot of classical music.
Right,
okay. Broadway.
So with the classical music, you attended a school when you were a young man. And what school was that you attended? A school of music?
Greenwich House School of Music. It's in the Village here in New York. And I studied there, and I studied classical. And I didn't start studying jazz until later on, because my father insisted not to label myself, and he said, "Don't worry about being a good jazz musician, classical musician, R&B musician, gospel musician. Just learn, be a good piano player." So that was where my focus was, just being good at what I do in terms of just facility on the instrument. And then I went to the genre that I like, which is jazz and the mixture of jazz and R&B and hip hop, all of that. So that's what but it took a time for that to develop, you know?
Right. So Explain your music genre when it comes to smooth jazz.
I don't look at my music as typical smooth jazz because it's not.
Yeah.
I agree with what Roy Ayers calls it. Roy Ayers says jazz with a funky beat, meaning you still playing jazz and you're playing an open format. You're not playing this you have open improvisation. The improvisation is the cornerstone of black music, if you ask me. And that is the one thing that George Duke, Roy Ayers, Joe Sample, Herbie Hancock, all those guys, that's the meat of the stuff, you know, just to improvise over the form of the song, over the music, not just a little 8-bar improvisational window, you know. So I like that because I come from the school of jazz.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone, I hope you're listening to this great artist. Call the guest line number right now at 657-383-0771 and speak to our world-class jazz and soul pianist, Mark Adams. I will spin this track, I Forgot to Remember to Forget. What was you thinking when you come up with this track here, Mark?
Oh, my God.
Well, I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
Well, that's the name of the record. And I wrote, and my producer, Trevor Allen, he's a great producer, and he worked with everybody from Chaka Khan, and a whole bunch of folks. And he produced this record. And it's the first time I deferred, because I produced all my past records. So it's the first time I deferred to anybody on a record. But anyway, I came up with the title, and it was a play on words. And he actually wrote the song at the title track song. And because I was going to name one of my other songs that title, but they all had a life of their own as another title. The theme of the record. But Trevor came up with he wrote the title track, I Forgot to Remember to Forget. And the title is pretty much a play on words because we all have things that we want to remember and that we should remember. And we got things that we should remember to forget and not worry about because it's happened already. It might have been negative. We want to forget about it. But then in the same breath, you want to kind of remember in a way so that you don't repeat that mistake or that situation or that circumstance. You can prevent it from occurring if you remember what happened and how it happened. So it's a play on words, you know?
Yeah. All right. Here is I Forgot to Remember to Forget. Mark Adams. right. Wow. That's the kind of music that I'm talking about right there. All right. Wow. All right. I love that. That's the kind of music you come home to and chill back on after a stressful week or a stressful Monday. But anyway, let's get back.
Yeah, it's not a lot of words to it. It's just a chant kind of vibe, just to let one get into themselves and think about the things that they need to remember and think about the things they need to remember to forget, you know?
Now, I can see your face squinting when you on them keys with your fingers and you getting into your groove. And you, how many musical instruments can you play right now?
I play piano. That's my main instrument. And then I can play the vibes because I've been sitting behind voyeurs for a long time over my career.
Right.
And then the vibraphone is set up just like the piano. It's just playing with mallets instead of with your fingers. So I can play the vibes. I don't play them, and I would never sit up and call myself a vibe player, but I can mess with them. And I learned from Roy to play like Tomorrow's Not Guaranteed, you know. So whenever you're on stage and you play, that's your last impression on the world or whoever's there listening. So that's why I try to just let it all out.
Right. I feel you on that. Now, I've seen the YouTube video. I did a little research and happened to see you, Roy Ayers in a little library.
Oh,
in the little library.
Death. Yeah.
The Tiny
yeah,
Death.
The tiny
yeah.
Death kind.
And you were way over to the left. Yeah, and you were way over to the left. And it looked like this was taken, a couple of years or so back?
No, last year. It was just last year?
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, Roy Ayers in person. Wow, I never thought I'd see him again in person doing a little stack performing.
He's still doing it. 78 years old,
and if I could
have half of his accomplishments, I'd be satisfied. That's an amazing man, amazing person. Yes,
well, check
sir.
This out.
Yes, ma'am.
Check this out. Let me ask you this: if you were to have a one night live performance in a big theater for one night, what artist would you love to choose to perform with? Or any multiple artists, rather, that you would choose to love to perform with?
I really don't know because, you know, I've done that. I've done those shows. And I chose the artists that I did a whole bunch of Mark Adams shows featuring different people. And I've used Mesa. I've used Bobby Humphrey. I've used Tom Brown, Ronnie Laws, and I haven't done anything like that with Roy because it didn't make sense because I played with him for so many
years. Okay.
So I don't need to be a special guest. I don't need to have him as my special guest. But if I were to choose anybody else that I've never really worked with, that's an awesome question. I think it might be Najee.
Oh.
And I know him. I used to try to be, I wanted to be in his band. I used to call him like crazy. And me and him have been on shows together, but I was with Roy at the time. And he always likes me. We always have a conversation, but I would like to do something with Najee. If I were to do something like that, I would probably call him.
All right. Well, Najee, you hear that? I hope you're listening on our live show tonight. Najee, call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. And that's with all the listeners overseas, local, here in my town and here in Evansville, Indiana. and anyone in other states here in the U.S. I would like to ask you information, Mark, your website information. Please give it. I know the listeners are waiting for it.
Oh, it's www.markadamsjazz.com. Markadamsjazz.com. And oh. Everything is there.
All right.
You can,
all right.
All my past records, you can buy them there on the site, and as well as Amazon and all the other places where people buy music these days. But it's there as well. And all information about me and my EPK, everything. Everything is on my website.
Right. So are you a music teacher right now, Mark? And at
yes,
what school?
I'm a college professor at York College. And
all right.
I've been doing that pretty much my whole career. That's like the balance of my life because I feel it's important to nurture young minds and
right.
and to show them this music and to educate them on this music. So education
yeah.
is an important part of for me. It's important part of my development. It's just important for my overall character. Is because it's a sociological problem because I don't know if it happened in Indiana, but in New York, in the urban schools, and they took music education out of the schools. And I worked with my dad and with the Brooklyn Philharmonic to set up after-school programs in schools in urban areas that did not have music. And
yeah.
these students need it. They love it. And
yes.
they want to do it. And they just need the opportunity and the outlet to be able to express themselves outside of words. And sometimes music's the best way to get your point across. So I love teaching and educating young people. That's important to me.
Now, from what I read, that you give free piano lessons to students
absolutely.
Who cannot...
Absolutely, absolutely, because a young kid who might be working some kind of whatever job in school studying and then still trying to play their instrument, and,
yeah.
and some of us artists, and I'm hoping, like, I don't like to just say things if I can't back it up with my actions. So I do it because I say that we don't need to overcharge our skill set to these young kids. We
yeah.
need to teach them, and we should be able to teach them for free. We shouldn't charge for it because that's not the spirit of the music because In the heyday of this music, Charlie Parker, John Cole, everybody shared information. Everybody
yeah.
shared with each
right.
other, and
yeah.
At no cost. So if I see a talented musician, I will take them on as a student, and
right.
I teach them at York College. I teach them at my house. But we figure it out, and they don't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
Because as long as they're serious about what they're trying to do.
Well, I live here in Evansville, Indiana, and it's a small town, growing city. I have a favorite musician. His name is Monty Skelton. He can play 20 instruments. He teaches music to students. Here in Evansville, the school music class here in Evansville, Indiana. I hope he's listening, but I have to give a shout out to Monty Skelton, Evansville, Indiana. He's a young musician. I hope
right.
he's listening. Yeah.
I hope so.
He's,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He is something else. I've been following him for several years. But anyways, let's get back to you and your music. Let's talk about this track, Fight the Good Fight. What is going on with this right here? I love it.
I'm glad. I check this out. This was funny. I collaborated with Young West. He did this song, this hip hop piece called Go, a couple of years ago. And he's a great conscious rapper. And I love his style. I love his flow. Because I'm into hip hop. I like it. And I want to keep it raw. So I didn't want to be corny and do a jazz hip hop thing where it's too jazzy and not the raw hip hop. So I worked directly with him, and we worked this track. I called it Fight the Good Fight, and I told him to write your rap about whatever you want. And I said, I don't mind if you go political. I don't mind which directions you go. Because, like I said, woke is talking about Donald Trump as president.
We gotta
fight this good fight. Meaning we gotta go out and vote. We gotta fight intelligently. I ain't saying we gotta go out and pick up some guns and knives and go and
kick. You got that right.
But you know, because we don't win that way. But fighting the good fight is voting. That's fighting the good fight. Getting these people out of office. Getting people who have the same mindset that we have, and not just as black people, but just people of color. Just we have to show that our voice matters, and it's important to do that.
Right.
And that's what that was the ideology behind that song. And Wes laced it. He did a great job. I love it. And the thing is, I was going to bury it in the record. I was going to put it like at track 11 or 12. And my producer said, that's a strong track. In the front part of the record, and I did. I got a little pushback about it from my radio promoter, but it's still. I felt that no jazz musicians do a jazz record and then have such a strong hip hop track and put that right up in the front part of the record. So you hear Woke, and then you hear Fight the Good Fight, but it fits the theme of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and see, there are hip-hop artists struggling to climb back on top, which the hip-hop genre has been put back because, you know, there has been a lot of scrutiny about how hip-hop is, how the way it is now. But, you know, you have your bad music and you have your good music, and, you know, there are people that love bad music. You know, everybody has their own perspective. There's music that I may not like, but somebody else may like it. But see, the deal is music. And I think that hip-hop, if it wasn't for jazz, I believe it wouldn't be hip-hop. That's my thing.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And check it out. Hip-hop, jazz, all black music was created through oppression, and that is our signature to this music, and that's why it's so raw. It's improvisational, and it was built on oppression, and we deal with it. It became commercialized, and that's fine. That's great. It's great for the hip-hop artists out here and the hip-hop artists coming up, but it still has to have a message. The music still should have a message.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. All right, everyone. Anyone that's listening, you can still call on the show. You know that guest line number. Here is Fight the Good Fight.
Okay. Yeah. Some real talk for you, man. Uh-huh. Over some real music. Mark, what up, baby? Seem like nobody want to talk about this. We gonna talk about it. What's up?
Remember?
Sometimes I wonder, am I living a dream in reality? Wonder how to keep it cool while these hot boys surrounding me. All I know is I'm gonna work till I hit where I gotta be. All I know is I'm gonna go and ain't nobody stopping me. To the haters, I wish them well. Toss a coin to wish them well. Build it, prevail, police still give us hell. Rest in peace, Sean Bell. Rest in peace, Eric Garner. Rest in peace, Sandra Bland. Now look at how they done got us. Pinching the beast, terrorizing the streets, but not in the least. Man, I put that energy to these beats to bring the game to life. Pull the trigger, don't think twice, cause happy these caps with that rhetoric ain't that nice. It still is hard out here for a player, a bona fide creator like Jazz Smooth Flavor. Half the system out here trying to kill us, other half build and destroy, coke and dope dealers. But wait up, I'm supposed to fight the good fight. They got to pay us proper reparations. The hustles are inspiration, but jail is the destination. I mean, see myself through Trump's or Hillary's eyes. That's when I see myself as one aligned with the lies. That's when I see no more people just pointing dollar signs. That's when I see a government no longer governing, just crossing the line. That's when I see a slave in my eyes revitalized. Topic of panther, many questions unanswered. Hitting cures for influenza, AIDS, and cancers. My people still plagued by the boys in blue. Placebo pills got me wondering why my voice still blue. We still pain, how you feel it, man? We shed skin too. Ain't no question when we get to brushing. Valet, you get touched, quick moving, shooting too. We just splitting too. But I'm supposed to fight the good fight, fight the good fight.
Recollections, and we're getting ready to hit Europe in July, July 2019. The dates are being booked as we speak. So I'm looking forward to that. And because we haven't collaborated since like 2 years ago. We did Switzerland, and we also did Atlanta and New York. We could play the place called SOBs here in New York. So now we're getting ready to pull this thing where Brian will be doing some stuff off of his record and stuff from Gil Scott Heron. I'll be doing some Royer songs and songs from my record. And we call it Recollections.
All right.
Brian Jackson and Mark Adams. Yeah. So that's the next thing I'm doing, but we don't have nothing scheduled for New York. The closest thing on the East Coast is we're doing Blues Alley in D.C.
Okay.
All of that is taking place next year.
All right. So all this information will be printed on your website, right? And could you mention the social sites that you're on for our listeners to be able to follow you up on? You're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram, all of that, and you can connect to all of that through my website, markadamsjazz.com, and you can also go to smoothjazz.com and just go to artists, and all of that is there as well.
All right, you hear that, everyone? I hope our listeners are tuning in. You're all still welcome to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. Now, how do you feel about this album here, Mark Adams, that you have done?
I love it. I love it. I feel it's one of my best records. I got to document songs and record with artists, been mentors to me over the years, but never had anything documented under my name. And that was important to me. So I got Ron Carter on it. I got Roy Ayers on it. And I'm thrilled with it. And I'm getting great response from it. The one word that I actually had to look up, because it was like Mark Adams doing a transcending genres on this record. Because I did. Because I like hip-hop. I like R&B. I like jazz, and I like improvisation. So I put all that into one record with all of those different feels, instead of a record that just pretty much has the same vibe on every song. No, I put a different twist on everything, and that's what I like. And I had not done that before, so I like the direction I went on it.
Well, you got my attention, for real. You really got my attention. And let's say,
I appreciate
give
that.
A shout out to your friend that contacted me, Alan. What's his name?
Yeah, Trevor Allen.
Trevor Allen. Yeah, Trevor Allen. I really thank him because, to tell you the truth, Mark Adams, this is the first time I've ever heard of you, and it just threw me through the floor.
Wow.
I listened to the whole album like, where was I at when, I mean, I had to even go back and listen to some of your old music, you know, to catch up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, Brenda.
Yeah,
I really do.
I really
appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it, and I hope everybody does.
Yeah. So now, where can we purchase this album online? I'm quite sure I would like for you to tell the listeners out there.
You can purchase it on Amazon. You can purchase it on CD Baby, CD Universe, all the places that people buy records, and as well as on my website, markadamsjazz.com. And that's where you can get that's if you want to get a and you can definitely download it anywhere as well. So, It's out there.
Now I want to ask you this. What is your ultimate desire, what you want folks, people, to get about your music? What is that ultimate desire you feel that you want people to get out of your music?
Sincerity.
Yes.
That's sincerity. I'm sincere about I wear my heart on my sleeves when I play music, and I keep it real, and that is what you're gonna get. I don't put up no facades. I don't pretend to be something I'm not gonna be, and I don't have no shame in my game, and I stay humble. Because I stay humble, and I feel we all should stay humble because we don't want to ever be humbled. So yeah, that's pretty much my music, and I don't trip about it, and I don't over compliment myself, and look at myself as being above or below anybody. It's just we all out here on the same playing field, and let's play. So that's my vibe.
Right. Talking about let's play Marley. Did I pronounce that correct, Mark?
Yeah, Marley. That's my daughter's name. I did that after her, and Boy Ayers wrote the lyrics for it.
All Shopping. Right.
Wrote it right in the studio.
Wow. That is such something special. So I'm going to spend...
He knew her before she was born, and so he knew her whole life.
Aww. Well, your daughter.
12 years old now. Yeah.
Oh, well. This is to your daughter. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. Yeah. Well, all right. Let's jazz it up. Hey, Roy Harris, I can tell that's him. Oh, my goodness. You lucky dog. You Mark, you lucky. You're really blessed.
I feel so. I feel lucky. It's a combination of preparation and opportunity meeting.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That music, I can see myself on the highway in cruise control, driving to my destination, jamming.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's some good music right there, Mark Adams. That is some good music.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Yes.
Now, Mark Adams, this is the time where you need to give a shout out to all who supported you on this music journey, on this album here. Hot album.
Wow. I give a shout out to Trevor Allen, my producer.
Warriors,
Ron Carter.
Yeah.
Joe Thomas did the horn arrangements for all the songs that had horns. Why can't I remember about it? Yeah, you know, it gets a little funny trying to remember everybody, but I give a shout out to Shenya. I give a shout out to of course my daughter, my inspiration to everything. I give a shout out to Gerald Lindsay, Curtis Morrison, Bill White, Abdul, playing guitar on a lot of the songs, Genesonis, on drums on some tracks, Lee Pearson, that's my boy, plays with Chris Bode. Wow, I had so much love on this record, it's crazy. You know, of course, Young Wes, Nicole, who sang vocals, Jonathan Quash, of course, who sang also vocals on a lot of the songs. JT Lewis, absolutely, drums. If I've left anybody out, I am so sorry. Bill White, guitar. I think I said him already. I think I'm being repetitive. So, yeah.
You did a very good job.
Jason Grant on drums. Wow. I had so many people that
I'm
showed
quite
love.
Sure.
I want to give a shout out to you, Brenda Mars, Jazz It Up Radio. I love this opportunity because it's needed and it's necessary to keep the scales balanced and to keep putting out and showing music that is out here and available for everybody.
Yeah.
Sandy Shore from SmoothJazz.com, Neil Sapper. Deals with Radio, Dave Love, Heads Up Records. I can't think of anybody else at the moment.
Well, I'm quite sure if you had missed a person, they understand, and you thank them for all they have done in their part.
Absolutely.
And I thank you so much, Mark Adams, that you took out time of your day to be able to sit down and participate in doing the show with me. I thank you so much.
I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity
I was really honored, but I was floored when I heard your older music, which is still good to play today, because to me, no old music has no expiration date. And this new album really floored me as well. Fight the Good Fight, I Forgot to Remember to Forget, Marley, and Woke. I will play the heck out of that track. Now, I'd like to play another one. The one I will play when we get ready to sign out, and that one's called Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again. That's featuring Jonathan Quash. I did shout him out. Yeah, that I wrote the song, but then he wrote lyrics to the verse. See, I recorded this song once before, but it didn't have vocals. It just had vocals on the hook. But he wrote the verse, and it just talks about here we go again, round and round we spin, never falling in love. That's the deal with that song. Never falling in love, and you go through relationships and relationships. And you never really fall in love and you get on that merry-go-round. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Round and round we spin.
That
never
is
falling.
So true. You hear that?
Yeah.
I heard that. So I'd like to ask you this. Was there any artist that inspired you as a little boy coming into playing piano? When your father was teaching, your mother was teaching you? Was there any artist that you...
Kenny Barron, Herbie Hancock. Those are the Kenny Barron, Herbie Hancock, and Alex Bunyan, actually.
Okay. And did you ever perform in church services? As a child?
Yeah, I played in the church, but church. That was a problem for me for the fact that I didn't. When you commit to a church, they don't expect you to be absent. It ain't different from it's different from a regular gig. They don't want to miss out. You're not supposed to miss services. So I don't really do church gigs anymore.
Okay,
point, but it's important to understand the music and the spirit of the music by doing
gospel.
It. I did it, right? But when I had to go to Europe with Roy or go out of town with my own band and had to leave the church for a couple of weeks, they frowned upon it. And I don't blame them. I love it because I learned a lot, but it's not for me.
Okay. Well, all right. I'd like to ask you words of wisdom. You have any advice to give for any persons that want to climb into the music industry as you, or do you just have a message to deliver? Any advice?
I have two things. One is we are not defined by our circumstances, and poverty does not define us, nor does our wealth define us. What defines us is our ideals and our beliefs. So I always feel that the more we increase the richness of that which is within us, the more we increase our happiness, provided we increase in the same proportion the expression of that greater richness. And knowing that there are no limitations as to what we can do out here, as long as we don't set any for ourselves and as long as we don't allow others to set any for us. And the biggest thing is to know that God is the source of our supply and that all of our needs are constantly being met because there is a divine surplus, whether we believe it or not. And yesterday is history, so life is a forward progression, so we got to always move forward. Tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. So I really believe in that. I live my life by that, and do what you say you're going to do. And by doing all those things, we can change the world little by little. Everybody does their part.
Amen. You are such a humble man. You're so humble, Mr. Adams. And thank you for that information.
Thank you, Brenda. I told you I'm humble. I'm because I don't ever want to be humbled. I don't want life to ever humble me. So I'm going to always stay humble to the Lord and to my people. And that's it. That's how I roll.
Wow. And I want to thank you so much for sitting down, having the time to go on air. We had such a successful show. We have so many listeners. So many listen. They didn't want to call on the show. They didn't want to listen.
Yeah, nobody called. They didn't want to talk to me.
They didn't want to miss anything. They didn't want to miss anything. So the show has been recorded for any persons that have missed the show. The show that's been recorded will be sent to other radio channels. Hello, everyone out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Mark Adams, where I'll be talking to you again soon. And thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you. And thank you.
You have a blessed evening. And here we go again.
Do the same
thing. Here we go again by Mark Adams.
Here we go
thank
again.
Thank you, everyone. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Let's go.
Last night, thinking of our fight, I wished it was not so. You had said to me, you don't see us, or we, and you had to go. Here we go again. Things got really bad when you walked out that door. Love just ain't for us, especially with no trust. I'm glad that life goes on.